I was puttering around the house a few weeks back when I happened to glance out the picture window. There, trotting right up the road, plain as day, was a beautiful red fox. The morning sun was low in the sky, so the fox glowed. Its coat was a burnished red-orange, its feet jet black, and the tip of its tail the whitest of white. It was the healthiest-looking fox I have ever seen. I yelled for the missus to quick come see. Well, the fox froze at the sound of my voice. It stood stock still and looked straight at me through the picture window. A few seconds passed. The fox's ears twitched, and then it turned its head from me to stare back over its shoulder. Another few seconds passed. Someone or something was approaching from behind. The fox threw another glance my way before leaping off the road and bounding into the woods. I stood at the window waiting to see what was coming next. I didn't have to wait long before a second fox trotted into view. This one was just as striking as the first, but maybe a skidge larger. It was on a mission and jogged more purposefully. When it reached the house, it picked up the pace and darted after its mate. My first thought was this was a mated pair, and they were scouting for a den site. At least, that was my hope. A fox family took up residence at Kemp Station several years ago, and I have to say it was an entertaining summer watching the young kits scamper and play about. Now I hoped a new family had returned. Foxes are versatile homesteaders. They will dig out burrows that have been abandoned by badgers or woodchucks and adopt these as their dens. They will also den in brush piles, under tipped-up trees, or amid rock piles and ledges. Studies have shown that about 11% of all dens are communal. This means that foxes from more than one family will sometimes share the same den site. A female fox may also move her litter to an alternate site if she is disturbed, or feels her litter is threatened. Interestingly, evidence suggests foxes are gaining throughout the state, and not just in rural areas like Kemp Station and the Northwoods. In fact, foxes have been appearing in urban areas, even showing up on the UW-Madison campus these last few years. Their arrival prompted David Drake, a wildlife specialist in UW-Madison's Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, to start the UW Urban Canid Project in 2014. The project has two objectives. The first is to determine whether our knowledge of foxes in the wild applies to foxes in urbanized settings. And the second is to learn how urban agriculture, such as backyard gardens and chicken coops, might be influencing fox behavior. Rural or urban, Drake says foxes have two traits that can bring them into close contact with humans. First, foxes are habitat generalists. This means they can exploit a wide range of hunting and scavenging habitats. The second part of the equation is habituation, or how animals can be accustomed to human activity. Drake notes that the foxes who survive realize, over time, that bad things don't necessarily happen when they encounter humans. Instead of running at the first sight of people, foxes will often sit and watch. This knowledge gets passed down from mother to pup. What the foxes are doing is learning how to coexist. Foxes are generally born right around mid-March, and the average litter has 5 to 6 pups. So I'm keeping an eye peeled these next several weeks. It's quite possible we may have some new neighbors here at Kemp Station. At least, I hope that is the case. If you have a fox sighting to share, or if there's a future Field Notes topic you would like addressed, you could pass it along by calling WXPR. Or send an email to miranda@wxpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. For Field Notes, this is Tom Steele from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.